prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 September 2023, and I'm glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. And in a way of, again, prayer request, please do keep Johnny, Crystal's dad, in your prayers. He's not gaining ground. I'm probably getting a little weaker every day. Unless the Lord intervenes, folks. He'll be going home pretty soon. But nonetheless, keep the whole family in your prayers, please, okay? Don't forget our book special for this month, end of the month, which is next week. It'll be going off. We haven't had but two or three people even ask for them. I'm kind of shocked, to tell you the truth. But folks, if you love Bible teachings and history lessons, with all this information to back them up, right in the text, these would be good educational books for anyone, especially for your children, we'll say that are high school age or they can understand what we're writing. Not that young'uns couldn't explain to them very easily, but folks, these, I think, in my mind, be a good way to learn some scripture and some history facts. All six books, $42.95, delivered to your door. That special goes on through next Wednesday, and it's going to be going. So I hope you take advantage of it. You can call Lisa. Order what you want when you want it at 800-777-4403 or 304-651-4448. And I hope you take advantage of that. I really do. I think you'll be happy with him. If I didn't, I wouldn't even bring him up. I think you'd like him. I want to share with your family. Our guest tonight is a gentleman who's been on this program now a bunch of times over several years. His name is Daniel Brigman. He is with New Manna Foods. He does help us pay the bills here in the office. He truly does. As a matter of fact, he's the one that pretty much pays for the help in the office with his contribution to the ministry every month. So he's important to the ministry. But beyond that, he's important to everybody out there, because he's offering something that I think you'll find is going to get scarcer and scarcer as time goes along. And that's going to be food, at least at a price you can afford it. And we're not exaggerating this, folks, when I say it's going to get scarcer. It truly, truly is. And there's no way I can make you understand that, except if you went to the store lately yourself, you have seen, I know you've seen prices skyrocket. I know you have. I know you've seen things happen in the stores that you never thought possible, and run out of goods and things that you bought for many years, and it's no longer there. But nonetheless, let's go and bring our guest up tonight, Daniel Brigman. Daniel, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, you're more than welcome, my friend, and I mean that. What you do, what you offer people, is getting to be more and more important all the time. I mean literally more important for a lot of different reasons, mainly scarcity and price, obviously. But you do manufacture a food, a storable food. It's absolutely natural. Nothing added that shouldn't be there. People can eat in confidence. And beyond that, it actually tastes good, folks. Believe me, I've got storable food in other places. And it's edible. But it's not as good as something that you expect to be made, as good as homemade almost. I mean, this is all I can say. I have it. I've eaten it. I have some I have now for 20 years. Still good. And as I said, it's edible. It'll keep you from starving to death. But the flavor just isn't there like it ought to be in my mind. And Daniel, tell the folks, for new listeners tonight, tell them who you are and how you got involved in this business.
Well, that's a long story. Let's give you the Reader's Digest version. Our company, New Man, has been around about 12 years. We're coming up on our 12th year anniversary. My wife and I, we saw what was going on in the world, and we, you know, just as time went on, we didn't have confidence in the system, so to speak, or we saw weaknesses in the system. So we wanted to be a little more self-reliant. What we saw out there on the market, kind of what you said, I mean, there's a lot of food storage companies, and they were, you know, different varieties, different qualities, frankly, and taste was, yeah, it was okay. Some of them were better than others, obviously. But all in all, it was disappointing. If I had to eat food storage tomorrow at that time, I would be, you know, it wouldn't take too long for I wouldn't like what I was eating. Let's put that way. I'd be sick of it. And that's just the reality of the situation. I'm not singling anybody out. So we, through a series of events, I mean, I don't even know how it started. Just kind of that desire of wanting something better was kind of the genesis. And pretty soon we were starting our own company in our basement. I mean, I don't know how we got from A to B, but we did. Nobody else was doing it, so we did it. And, you know, we started out. Taste was a big deal to us. We wanted to store well, easy to use, a good variety, and taste good, and be at a, you know, at least as good a quality as was out there. Pretty quickly, we wanted to be much better quality than was out there. We had created organic buckets, our regular GMO-free type food. So we really pushed the envelope to really change the whole industry and became the first of a complete line of you know, we had organic chicken. We had organic powdered milk, which is super good. All our powdered milk, even just the hormone-free, surprisingly good. And then organic options of the just regular meals. So we were the first company to do that. That kind of underscored kind of our philosophy and what we're about. We sell water filters. Some of the best, our DuraFlow water filters are some of the best out there, I think, for gravity fed. We look for the best where we can, you know, where we can do it. We want to offer the best for food and water solutions. Our Purify water, which is just, you know, water that stores a long time. The problem with, if you know anything about storing water, it doesn't last very long because the bacteria grows. So we found a company and a way to, pack water that has zero bacteria, which was unheard of. So this is kind of the mantra and the mandate that we wanted. We wanted stuff for our family. What would we want for our family? That was our quest. And that's how New Mana was born, and that's how we've operated now for over a decade.
So it's been 12 years. 12 years. That's amazing. Well, actually, you know, Daniel, think about it. 12 years is not a real long time. You've accomplished a lot in 12 years.
Some days it seems like a blink, and some days it seems like forever. Another life, to be honest.
Now, all of your food is produced right here in the good old U.S. of A. Is that right?
Absolutely. Some of our ingredients, you know, we don't want ingredients from China, certainly. But almost all our ingredients are from the United States. Some are spices. Some of the seasonings, whatever, are going to be from, you know, maybe India, maybe South America, you know, those kind of things. But the vast majority of our ingredients are going to be from America.
All right. And is it stored in any special way better than others?
Well, when we started, you know, and there's a lot out there even now. You can look at their packaging, and it's thin, what have you. I'll tell you a story. We had a bunch of different food storages, products from companies in our pantry. And we got a mouse in the house one winter. And we went to the pantry. Of course, they got into everything. So we had Namana was there, and probably, I don't know, 5 to 7 different types of food storage in the individual packages from different companies. Well, that mouse, or a couple of mice, they chewed on every single package of food storage we had in there, except Numana. And I thought about that. I didn't really realize at the time. I had to think about, what, do mice just not like Numana food? I mean, no, that's ridiculous. What's going on here? What I realized was they could smell the food through the other packaging. They could not smell the food through the Numana packaging.
Uh-huh.
That's why they didn't chew the Numana package. So, again, very early, we specifically wanted a better package. We maybe didn't realize how much better it was. We wanted a seal. We don't want air coming through the package, you know, that kind of thing. We wanted a good barrier. And that was kind of an anecdotal story that really, like, wow, what we're doing, it's not, it seems common sense and simple to me at the time, but it really, I've learned over the years that it wasn't. It's not. And the way people go about the food storage and packaging and what have you, they, you know, they're just not as thoughtful maybe as we've been. You know, there's some that are packaged pretty good out there, but, you know, we wanted to be packaged well, and we are. So we have individual wrapped meals, smaller servings, not a big can, you know, 6 to 10 servings. And then we have those meals are then in a bucket that stacks easy to close, easy to carry, very convenient. Just absolute first rate the way to store, carry, what have you, your storable food. I think we've done a really good job with that.
And what a heartbreak would be if you stored food, bought food, to store for your family, then it all was contaminated by mice. What a heartbreak. When you need it, it wouldn't be there. That's a terrible thing to think about, Daniel.
Awful.
I mean, that somebody who's scrimped and saved, trying to prepare for the future, and have it ruined by varmints, that is, folks, that's terrible. I mean, that's another reason in my mind, the man outranks them all. I mean, what? I can't imagine. That is so, so sad. So you have no artificial ingredients, you have nothing in there that is not good to eat, do you?
Well, I'm not avoiding your question. We have two standards. People have different standards of what they think is high quality or what have you. We have the regular one, which is GMO-free, and we have no gluten options. We have the milk and, you know, different. We have freeze-dried meat, and then we have another variety, another step up, which is organic. So that's organic, certified by CCOF, and it's really the top of the top. So I'm not avoiding your question. It's just it's kind of a little. I don't want to downgrade our regular family pack, but it's not that that one's bad. It's that we've stepped up and made the organic, which is just a super high level of quality and ingredients in it for people who are really want a certain level that they just can't find anywhere else.
And what type of quantity do you offer it in the different foods?
Say that again. Did you say quantity? Say it again.
Quantities, yeah. Quantities, yes.
We, you know, when we started, literally, we started in our basement, and we were running it out of our home. We didn't make the food in our home. I don't want to give people that impression, but the business was running out of our home. And we would go to prepper shows, trade shows, what have you. And so literally, I mean, we'd be with a pack and play with our daughter in the back of our booth, and we'd be in the front of the booth, you know, offering our stuff, meeting people, what have you, sampling our stuff. That was very important. I'm going to answer your question, but that experience was very important. I'll tell you why. We came in contact with a lot of people just like everybody that's listening, and we got firsthand response. We would, you know, show them about what we got going on. They could taste it, and we were very open to their feedback, especially at first. And because of that feedback, we listened and we refined what we offered. So, like the family pack, that's our biggest seller, our most sold. Even the no gluten family pack. So we have a no gluten family pack that has get rid of the gluten ingredients. So we did that because of the feedback we had from our customers. So these packs have a variety of meals, not just filled with sugary drinks or over amount of breakfast that a lot of companies use, because that's what the customers told us they didn't want. So they wanted more of the meals and variety with just a little breakfast. And so that's what we did. And so for, you know, 80 to 90% of the people who are interested in this type of product, we feel like we hit their sweet spot. They really like what we have to offer. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, some people like, you know, some specifics or what have you. And but as far as just general what you want, we offer packs in these buckets, variety of different meals, like a family pack, a no gluten family pack, a defender pack, which has superfoods in it. You know, we were one of the first food storage companies to do that. One of the long-term storable food companies to offer superfoods, because we wanted long-term nutrition, sprouting seeds, so that you have live nutrition. Even if you're in an emergency situation or can't have food or whatever, you can have sprouting seeds and then get that live nutrition that, you know, frankly, you know, storable food just doesn't offer. So there's, and of course, the organic family pack. So there's different things in each one of these that if people can look through, they can kind of, will kind of be their sweet spot and what speaks to them. And then, you know, I think most people, if they buy a few buckets, they're going to get probably a couple of each or variety or what have you. So they have just really covered all around, and everybody in their family's covered. And, you know, even from little children who are usually very picky, we have food that, you know, that was one of the things that we made sure of. And I can't tell you how many mothers came to our booth and said, well, I don't know, my children are very picky. Okay, try this. And then the children would love it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is, our food really does taste good. It tastes very good. And we eat it. I mean, our family eats it not on a regular basis, but we rotate it and we have like Numana days and we'll have it and our children love it, which is a big deal. It's you don't realize how big a deal it is until you're in that situation. And we've done a lot of studies. So there's been a lot to go into this. This is a long roundabout way to kind of answer your question, but these family packs are a variety of meals that have been thoughtfully put together, not just thrown together, but there's a reason we have these in these packs in the different, like, no gluten family pack, defender pack, family pack with meat, organic family pack. So all these have been thought through and have a different kind of sense to each one of them. But that kind of gives you a little sample of our thought process.
All right. And by the way, folks, I personally, a couple of years ago, put together a seed packet of different seeds to plant in your garden. I think there's 14 different varieties we offer in the packet that Daniel does offer through his business, through Numana. You can order the box of seeds that are all heirloom seeds that they can be replanted, they can be reused and saved year to year, which in most new buy them at a store nowadays, generally they're not that way. But these are seeds that you can keep and save and use them over and over again. It's available, like I said, through Numana. Just have to call them and order them, and we ship them out of our office right here personally. And we're so tickled to be able to do that. We really are, because I did take a little bit of time to put this together. I didn't want something that would be one time only, one time use. So they also offer seeds to plant your own food. Now, I do know, Daniel, that this is in the works. I don't know when. I don't set dates on the certain things. But now they're literally discussing putting armed guards in grocery stores. Now, they see something coming we haven't seen quite yet here. They're also discussing putting armed guards on certain over-the-road trucking merchandise. I'd say food be one of them. I don't know how they expect this to work or what's going to push them to that. But thievery is up in all stores. All stores are being mobbed, robbed. And we're seeing the shoplifting go up so bad in some places that the stores are literally closing down. So when it gets to the point they have to put armed guards in grocery stores, maybe we should stop and think why they're doing that. What's the problem? What's going on here? I think that's a concern is when that's even discussed, I think it's a concern us. What do you think?
Well, one, I'm really glad you mentioned the heirloom seeds. I got focused on food storage. The ability to grow food has been, I don't want to say diminished, but has been changed over the last, in my lifetime. When I was young, seeds, it's like all the seeds were heirloom seeds. It's like when you got a watermelon seed or whatever, it was an heirloom. It wasn't even, you didn't hear heirloom because they were all heirloom.
That's right. That's right.
Now you're seeing, and what that means, Monsanto, of course, their drive in the seed market is just almost insatiable. Those seeds are an important part of what you have because you don't know what the future holds. But seeds last a good long time. If you put them in the refrigerator, you don't put them in an oxygen-free environment because seeds are alive. They need oxygen, but they can last a good amount of time. But literally, with one corn seed, you could grow corn forever. You know, you plant it, you take the seed, you dry it. You could have one corn seed. That's God's power and God's bounty. You could have one watermelon seed, and you could grow watermelon forever. You know, as long as there's dirt and water and what have you. I mean, think about that and the power of that. And so the price of seeds, you know, Pastor, when you were putting this together, we kind of discussed back and forth, what have you. The price of these seeds have really skyrocketed.
Oh, yes, they have. Tremendously.
This should be an indicator to you, and it kind of goes to what you were saying about the armed guards. The value of food, real food, you see it. These are indicators. These are like canaries in the coal mine. When you see the price of an heirloom seed double, because, I mean, you back me up here, Pastor. I mean, some of those seeds over the last 3 years or so, or give or take, whatever it's been, they have literally doubled, haven't they?
And more.
Okay.
And more.
So what is that? So you listening, we're hearing this as a company and seeing this, and you listening, I think it's very important that you take note of that. Because if the price of a seed has doubled, not a seed, a Monsanto, you know, Frankenfooter, Frankenstein seed, but a real seed, like when you were a little child, has more than doubled in price. You know, I would say the average is probably double. Some of them, like you said, more than doubled. Some of them not quite double, but it's probably about double on average. It's more than doubled. What does that tell you about where food's going, real food? And so when you say there's armed guards not necessarily discussing protecting diamonds or gold, we're talking about food or different loads and shipments over the highway, like out of a movie or something. This is a reality of where we are. This is serious. We, you know, sometimes our biggest enemy is what's called normalcy bias. We think everything will be normal as it was 10 years ago. We think Walmart will always be there, the grocery store, what have you. And we're seeing these indicators that are telling us that that's not true. When you see the price of a seed double in this short amount of time, I think you should take note of that, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, no doubt about it. And to know that, and folks, when you think about it, you just think about it a minute. They have armed guards on money trucks, and that's a fact. They do, and you understand why. But when you're hungry, it's hard to eat money. It doesn't do much for you. So maybe you need to think about, why would food become so valuable? What if the food gets at a price we can't afford it, or it's just not there to buy? I know that's not a pleasant to think about, but folks, it's happening all over the world. And I know in some nations around the world, especially Africa now, people are starving to death literally every day. And I know you want to share something about that. Daniel, go ahead.
There was, you know, the United Nations put that report. I'm always skeptical of everything the United Nations says. But that doesn't mean some of their information isn't top-notch, because some of it is. And the food reports, if you look at them from some of the countries, there's a warning starting of next month for, I think, about a six-month period of a food crisis in the Sudan. And you think, oh, Sudan, that's always happening. You know, Africa, that's happened before, what have you. When you analyze this, if you back up and you kind of get a wider scope view of this, this is very important. Again, this is something I think you should take note of. And here's why. For the last couple, 3 years, I said on this show, I said on other shows, I told you, the price of meat was going to go up dramatically and be scarce at times, what have you. I told you that happened. I told you about the price of food just in general going up. It did. I told you that eggs were going to be about $1 a piece at some point in some parts of the country. That's already happened. It's kind of gone down a little bit. I predict it's going to happen again in probably more parts of the country. It's going to be $1 a piece for an egg. I told you about rice. Rice is literally, I've doubled, maybe tripled some of the types of rice. I told you all that. The reason I say that is because one of the other things I told several audiences, including this one, I believe I said it on this show. When you see right now in those types of things with the food chain supply, food supply in the chain of supply, when you see a country, a third world country like Sudan, when you see them having a food crisis, it's an indicator. Again, this is a major indicator, not only for their lives, and that's terrible, but for you where you are in your life in America. Because this isn't like the 80s when we had the starvation in Ethiopia and the food supply and the chain of supply was completely different. We had a major, major shortening of our supply system with COVID. We are another ratchet away from... You won't even be able to recognize it.
Don't lose that thought. Hang on to the break, please, Daniel. Hang on to the break. Folks, by the break, any questions, comments, 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're talking to Daniel Brinkman, the new man of foods, and I hope you're paying attention. And tonight, yes, he's a sponsor. And yes, he sells food to make a living. And yes, he's doing it because he's trying to do something that's right for people that need help. Yes, he makes a living at it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. He makes a good, very good product. He offers people that try to help them prepare for what's coming, or eat now when things get tough. And I have him on because I know what he has. I know what he offers. And I know he's a man that can be trusted. Now, that's a fact, or I wouldn't have him on here. Now, we're going to take phone calls. If you're interested in talking to him about what he has, any questions, please feel free to call at 844-769-2944. And don't scoff and go, well, he got a food distributor on. Yeah, I do. I'm a pastor. I'm a brother in Christ. I don't want to see somebody going hungry because they put things off when they could have done something about it and prepared. Maybe you won't get to eat it all. Maybe it'll just be a once in a while item that you have to have. Maybe it'll come a time when you can't afford to buy what's in the store, but you'll have something to eat and your children will not go hungry. These are things to think about. No, this is not a fear tactic. This is a program that covers reality. I personally, I see the people struggling trying to keep food on the table. And getting by is getting tougher on me, myself also. Keeping car insurances paid, power bills paid, phone bills paid. Not to mention the people that have rent and house payments and car payments. And the price of groceries going up. So I know how real this is. You're not going to make me believe that this is something that's going to pass away because it's not. Daniel, are you back yet?
I'm here, sir.
All right. Anyway, I'm just trying to explain to people why we're doing this tonight, Daniel. I'm not trying to scare anybody into doing anything. I'm just trying to offer them something that can help them.
Well, let me say this. You know, I get asked a lot. I'm an expert on this because of my position and what I've learned and what have you. So people ask my opinion a lot. One, if you can't afford a bucket of food, you need a bucket of food. We give away a lot of food, and we'll be more than happy to give away to somebody in the audience. You get a hold of Pastor. Pastor, get a hold of me. We'll get you a bucket. Because you having food is very important to us. Just like Pastor said, Pastor and I have talked about this off air. It seems self-serving for me to say, for him to say, what have you. You can take it any way you want to. What we are witnessing makes this very serious.
Yes, it does.
And you can take it any way you want. That's your right. You can take, but I'm just telling you what we're seeing, and we're telling you our honest opinion. So take it any way you want.
And, folks, we haven't done this a long time. Daniel, it's kind of my fault to let this drop. You mentioned about somebody needs some food. I'll tell you what we'll do. Folks, if you will take the time to drop us a letter here, and you're feeling bad, if you're in bad condition, do not be ashamed to ask. I will not share on the air who you are or anything about that. But if you need a bucket of food, if that will help you feed your family for a week or two or whatever, you rate us here at the ministry. You say, I need the food, and this is why. We've done this before in the past, and several people did ask, and several people received, because of Daniel's generosity, a bucket of food. Now, that's the best I can do. We can offer it. That's all we can do. We can't make you write to us. But if you'll write to us and get a pen and paper, I'll give you the address in a second. Write and say, Pastor, I really do or could use a bucket of food. I have a wife and children, or things are really tight right now. I can't even hardly make the house payments and put gas in the car to go to work. By the way, Daniel, gasoline in certain cities in California is over $7 for regular right now. That's what we're seeing.
Well, before the break, I was talking about the sedan. Do you want me to finish that story?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So if you just now joined, over the last two or three years, I've been pretty accurate. The reason I'm not saying that for you to pat me on the back, I'm saying that because, so you understand, we've been watching this for several years. We've been in this business over a decade. So when I get on the air and I tell you, hey, the price of meat, barring a miracle, the price of meat is going to go up pretty dramatically. I told you that. Okay, when I tell you that, it's because I'm sitting here watching it from the wholesale side, and I can see it, and I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Okay, so I told you about the meat. I told you about the eggs. I told you about the rice. I told you about inflation in general and some of the sporadic shortages, here and there shortages. I told you about all those things. And one of the other things I told you was that when you see a third world country, when you see them having a food crisis, this is a very important canary in the coal mine. Just recently, the United Nations put out a very stark report about the Sudan. And you think, I get it. I'm suspicious about everything the United Nations says, too. But they do have there's a lot of good statistics, especially coming out if you know where to look from the United Nations. Anyway, the Sudan is having a problem because the slight increases of things like rice. So when your price of rice, when it doubles, well, for somebody in Sudan, that's a almost starvation level emergency, and we don't comprehend that in America. So when you see that in the Sudan, this is a canary in the coal mine for us in the first world. You know, it's bad enough that they're having problems. Well, it's not going to be so far distant, because that equals problems here for us because of the supply chain, because of the availability. They are the first indicator for you, and that is what we are seeing. And that's what I told you. I've said this for years. And I'll tell you another thing. You just bought the price of gas. The other thing I see is that the price of food this time next year, it could be off a little bit of time. Time's hard to predict, but I think it's going to take your breath away. I think you're going to be surprised. I think even though we've talked about this, we warned all these things, I think you're going to be surprised. And all these things are going together to create a scenario. Now, you could think I'm lying for self-interest. You could think, Pastor, you obviously can think whatever you want. I'm telling you what, I've been very upfront with you, and so take it however you want. If you don't buy the manna, go to the grocery store, buy something. Do what you can. Get your family together. I am telling you, this is serious. I am begging you, this is serious.
I don't, folks, he's putting it as plain as he can, and I agree with him 100%. Here's the address to write us here at the ministry. Just put on Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, P-A-U-G-H, or just Pastor Butch, whatever. The address is 224 Hurd, H-U-R-D, Road. That's 224 Hurd, H-U-R-D, Road. The town is Netty, N as in November, N-E-T-T-I-E. That's November Echo, Tango Tango India Echo, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, W-V. The zip is 26681, 26681. One more time, 224 Hurd, H-U-R-D Road. Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. You write and tell us why you want it, and I promise you this will not be shared with anybody. We'll go through the letters. As a matter of fact, I don't do it, even do it by myself. I have the ladies in the office go through it. There are sometimes occasional things I don't catch. And you can tell us why you need the food, what your problems are, and we'll do our best. We'll get Daniel to send you a bucket of food. It'll be something about that I guarantee you'll be glad you got. It'll be very edible. Maybe sustain you for a week or two or three. But you write and let us know, okay? Now, phone lines are open, and I'm going to take some phone calls just in a second. I don't see anybody calling in just yet, but we're here. Have any questions, comments, 844-769-2944. I mean, folks, I'd like for you to be able to talk to us, ask questions about this, because you may ask questions that I don't think to ask. And Daniel, we're down about the last 20 minutes, so tell the folks how they can contact you. Give them your website and phone number.
Numanna.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, and 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775 is the phone number. And, let us know what we can do to help you. And really, I want food in your hands. If you have a problem or whatever, you only have so much money or what have you, call, leave a message, say you want to talk to me, or leave a message as pastor. We'll see what we can do. I want to get food in your hands. This is serious. So, and if you could buy something for somebody else, that would be great. We want people to at least have some options. You got some options when you got some food. So, I can't predict everything. I can tell you what I'm seeing. I can't predict how this is going to go. But I just think it's smart for you to be prepared right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I say many times, you're better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, especially when you got hungry little children around the house that are looking at you and thinking, Daddy or Mommy, I'm hungry. What to eat? And I can't imagine that. But I know it's happened to many people over the years. And, folks, it's going to happen again here in the good old U.S. of A. because we have forgotten a lot of things, mainly, and most importantly, we've forgotten God as a nation. And believe me, that always comes to roost for a nation or a people that does that. Payday is hell when a nation does that. So, Daniel, your hands on the pulse of different things. You mentioned that this time next year we're not going to be able to bleed the price of food. What are you hearing or seeing already that makes you think that?
Well, just everything I told you. Just my suppliers, different things. Some of the supply from COVID, when the supply chain was really hit, You know, some of those things have come back, some haven't. Some, you know, kind of life as we know it has changed. Now is the new normal. So just looking at it, just the feel of it, the price of inputs. When you see oil, when you see the price of gas, well, gas inputs everything. Gas is the input of cost, fertilizer. When I talk to the farmers, they're not getting the fertilizer from Russia and Ukraine like they used to. And so now their inputs are going up. So now the ability to produce is going down. So I'm talking to, you know, and that affects you. That doesn't affect you today. That affects you a year from now. So when I see this on this level, I know for a year from now it's going to be affected. So then you put the possibility, what we got going on with, you know, more shutdowns, more COVID shutdowns, more whatever, fill in the blank shutdowns, lockdowns. It's just obvious that it is going to exasperate all that. And you talk about $7 gas in California. Well, we had that before, and we saw what the result was. So it takes a second for all this to catch up. So when you add all this together, I mean, it's not rocket science. And I don't see the supply. The demand is going up on food. The demand is going up. The need, especially as the war in Ukraine, or whatever you want to call that, is going on in Ukraine. They're one of the biggest food producers in the world. In the world. And their production is down dramatically, and even more so, their exports are down even more. So you do the math. I mean, this isn't rocket science. They're just, you know, what you see on TV, when you see life as you know it, you think, well, these things can never touch me. I live in America. That's not true. It's all interconnected now. And so these things do connect. These things do affect you. And so that's, I'm just putting it all together and telling you what I see.
That's the best we can do. We do a phone call. Let's take a phone call from Alabama. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl, welcome. Come on in, my friend.
Yes, sir, Pastor Butch. I just want to ask Daniel, I don't have a computer or a smartphone. I got an old flip phone. Is there any way I can get a list of what he sells?
We used to have a list like that. What we can do is we can talk to you on the phone and kind of go over all those things with you like that. That'd probably be the easiest. If you want to give Pastor your number, I can have somebody call you, or maybe I'll call you tomorrow or something like that, if that works for you.
Would that work for you, Daryl?
Yes, sir. All right, that would be fine.
You leave your number with Todd, the producer there, and I'll get it when we have to go off the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, Daryl.
Go ahead, Daryl. Hey, Daryl,
what part of Alabama are you from?
Hayden. It's a little bitty town.
What's it close to? What's close to?
Yeah, the south, north, what?
Well, do you know where Birmingham is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I'm about 20 miles north of there.
Oh, okay. I know exactly. I grew up in Georgia, so I'm fairly familiar with Alabama.
Yeah, I've been to Birmingham.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, you leave your number to Todd, please, Daryl, and I'll get it and pass on to Daniel. How's that?
That'll work. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the call. Folks, the line's open. See, that didn't hurt a bit. 844-769-2944. Now, we're talking about things that you're already foreseeing happen. And again, we're talking about the price of fuel. Now, folks, understand this. Everything, at least partly, is priced on energy. And fuel is energy. When truckers got to pay more for fuel, companies got to pay more for the fuel, they're going to raise their prices to cover the cost. They had no choice. They're not in business to give things away or to go out of business. They're there to make profits. They have to. So when fuel goes up over $7 a gallon for regular gasoline in California, it's $3.75 here for regular gasoline in West Virginia. Some places you can get it for $3.19 in different places. But it's going up. and diesel is higher than gasoline anymore, which is a ripoff for sure, but nonetheless, it is what it is. And you're going to pay more for it in the stores. Whatever you're going to do, as far as preparation goes, do as quickly as possible because the prices are not going to come down, are they, Daniel?
Well, not only that, you don't know what's going to be available and what's not going to be available.
That's true.
And I can't predict that. And again, I've said this three times now in this interview. There's a thing called normalcy bias. And that you think whatever has been normal will continue to be there for you. You assume, human nature is you assume that that's going to be true. Well, you can't assume that anymore. That's just reality.
Well, it's reality. Things I used to buy in the grocery store regularly, that I used to buy regularly, you can no longer get in the grocery stores. They don't even stock it any longer. And the restaurants where you used to buy certain foods you liked, they quit even cooking those food because whatever the reason was. I don't know what the reasons were. Cost, maybe. I don't know. So we're already seeing this happen on a small scale. But, folks, when it all comes together and it all hits at one time, India and Thailand produce a lot of rice. They're not shipping much of it out now. They're keeping it for their own people. You're going to see things happen worldwide. We are no longer a nation that can feed itself. We haven't been for a long time. And farmers today in this nation are struggling just to keep their head above water. And corporations are just waiting to buy them out. I mean, they want them out. They'll take them out. Even Gates is buying up thousands and thousands of acres of farmland. This is America. It's hitting home when your children are going to count on you one day to feed them. Make sure you can. That's all I can say about that. And Daniel, I don't know how else to even put this. I mean, we try to tell the truth the best we can, and I don't know what else we can do.
Well, you know, people, I tried to stop getting too emotional about people's response, right? All I can do is what I can do, but people have to make that decision, and everybody's at different places and look at things differently. I just hopefully can give people some information, a perspective of somebody who maybe is seeing things from a different side than they do. More than likely, I am. You know, not everybody has a chance to see the supply chain like I do or different food things. So it gives you something to think about and something to consider that maybe you wouldn't. Our company, Numana, specifically our family, we care a lot about this country. And we've worked very hard and done a lot of things. And was on the radio for a lot of years, and we've written books, and we've supported people like Pastor Butch because we, whoever will listen, whoever can help, whatever we can be a help to people, we want to do that. And that's genuine, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of things that we've done we would have never done if we didn't feel that way. And so, you know, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm trying to hopefully be positive so that as these things occur, that some positive things in your life, you can look back and feel really good about some of the positive information that you've gotten and how that's helped you. Because we're going to need each other if we want this country to continue, if we want to hold on to the values that I'm sure that pretty much everybody listening agrees on or holds or has common values, if we want to keep these, we're going to need each other. We're going to need this type of information. It's going to help us. So that's all I can say. I'm not trying to beat you over the head with this. I'm just trying to be straightforward. You're asking these questions, and I'm answering them. So
that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Bobby, I just text you Daryl's phone number. You should have on your phone, okay?
Awesome.
So you sure won't call him more. But nonetheless, Daniel, I don't want to say to you, you have been as straightforward as you can be tonight. And, folks, that's all we can be. Yes, again, he is a sponsor of the program. And he helps pay the bills here in the office. But that, even beyond that point, if I didn't believe what he's doing, I would not have him on the program. By the grace of God, I've always, for almost 31 years, tried to bring the best information I can to you on every issue, and especially with sponsors that I have on, that come on this program that I endorse. If I didn't already know what the product was, I would not endorse them. And matter of fact, Daniel knows this. When I first talked to him, I said, send me some samples. I'm not being a hard nose. I just want to know what I'm offering the folks. And I do know for a fact that Daniel's food is delicious. I do know for a fact that Bob Greska's C60 works. And Summer Dre's Supreme Mountain Herbs work. Or they wouldn't be the sponsors of this program. It's important to me that we hold some kind of integrity. That we hold some kind of standard here. And Daniel Bregman offers that standard. Daniel, give him the toll-free number one more time.
888-597-0775. 888-597-0775.
And the website is numanna.com. N-U-M-A-N-N-A. Manna like in the Bible. Numanna.com. Check it out. See what he has to offer there. And if you want to make a list available, Daniel, to me, I'll be glad to put it in and make it available. People want it, and I'll even put it in the magazine, I mean, Man Magazine, so people can see what you handle if you want to do that. That's an open invitation for you if you want to do that.
Awesome. That'd be great. Right. Yeah, I did get Dale's number, so in the next couple of days, hopefully tomorrow, but definitely in the next couple, 3 days, I will make sure somebody calls you, Dale.
All right. And you give me, if you put that list of food in the magazine or on our website, you send it to me and I'll see that's out there. You just get it to me and I'll take care of that. And Daniel Bregman, thank you so much for your time tonight. I know you stay covered up. I mean, it's taken me 2 months to get you on the air again. We schedule and you sneak off somewhere. So we had to keep chasing you to get you pinned down. Next time I'm going to call your wife and tell her to pin you down.
Your time is your time, but even sometimes hard. And we had a couple semi-emergencies that we couldn't get out of. So
I understand that.
I apologize.
That happens all of us. That's life. We all live in the real world, don't we?
Yeah, apparently.
We really do. Well, Daniel, appreciate you so much, my friend. And I'll be in touch, and I mean that. And you let me know if I can do anything to help you, okay?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and God bless everybody. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Well, folks, again, we did the best I could to bring something to you that I know that's important, and that's food. You know, it'd be easy. It'd be so nice if it was like the Israelites come out of the desert and just fall to heaven, but it doesn't happen that way now. He will provide, folks, especially using common sense for doing ourselves, too. I'll see you tomorrow night with a guest, Dr. Mark Richards, and why nobody wants you well. Okay, see you there. Good night. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.